Welcome back, everyone, to the show. It's officially the beginning of spring break, and everyone is freaking out over the coronavirus. I don't know about you guys, but a lot of my classes have been canceled and have gone to online. So I'm recording this on just about the night on what seems to be the last day of classes in person. So I gotta say that I'm going to definitely miss seeing my friends and all the different organizations. So this, if you guys listened to the previous episode, this is the conclusion of elections week. And the way everything turned out, I've had a lot of failures and one victory, though. I did get to gain one position as a secretary and legislative chair for an organization, which I'm very proud of, and I'm really looking forward to serving in that position next year. So it really did bring back this idea into my head of how honestly time is running out, and one day I'm not going to be in school anymore and I'll have to self-learn. And you know, that thought kind of brought me down a bit, but I realized that once again, the right people, the right places, and the right activities are bringing themselves to me. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to worry about the different moments that enter my life. Because in the end, everything's going to happen the way they're supposed to. Something interesting happening tomorrow for me. So tomorrow is actually my birthday. Yep. I am kicking off spring break with my birthday. I never would have thought that something like this would happen, but it's happening. Birthday's tomorrow, and in just about one more hour, it's 11 p.m. right now, in about one more hour, it's going to be my birthday, and I am excited, turning 22, so I kind of see age more of like a video game, where as we get older, we gain more experience and become stronger to the person we want to become. So something that's really been on my mind tonight, besides being happy and relieved that I'm not studying for an exam, quiz, or a lab, is this YouTuber or dancer, Sean Liu. When I was observing him and the things he does, he's impacted so many lives in this world, including myself, which is pretty jaw-dropping. I'm so amazed by how far this kid has gone, and he honestly inspires me to become a better dancer and be more open, you know, try my best to impact lives, not stay where I'm at. Lately, I feel like I've been staying in the same spot for way too long and need a new change of venue. A lot of the same things, a lot of the same people, a lot of the same drama, you know, it's really dumb, honestly. You know, when I was thinking of who I'm going to invite to my birthday tomorrow, I had the most difficult time, honestly, which was really sad. I should be more open. Anyways, don't overthink things, guys. That's what I learned from my situation. Don't overthink things. Think of the positive side of everything and give things a shot. Don't hold back your feelings if you think that you'll regret it sometime in the future, because if you don't try, you'll never know, you know? Don't be too desperate too, also. That goes for any relationship you try to build. So it's just honestly just a relief right now. I got to play video games in my own dorm room tonight, which was a bit amazing, because I haven't played video games for just fun in so long, honestly. The new Boku no Hero game is out, and if you guys know by now, I watch anime. My favorite anime right now is Boku no Hero. I watched their movie recently. I think it was this last week. The movie was amazing, blew my mind, and just being alive, honestly, in this time, I hope the world gets better. These are very challenging and scary times for everyone. So some insights of the week. Something I learned this week is that when it comes to group projects, plan ahead and try to find at least one member who in your group who you feel is just as motivated as you to get things done. Because for someone like me, I find it very difficult to work with a lot of people, especially if they're very lazy people. And no one seems to have the same drive as me. Like literally, someone in the group literally told me night of that he usually does everything last minute, which was very embarrassing. Yeah. I really am thankful that I made it through this week, honestly. Oh, man. That was a journal club presentation we had to do, and I had a really challenging group, so I guess that was kind of a taste of how this stuff really is. I'm just lucky to have gone through this week. So yeah, start ahead and find someone you vibe with in your group, someone you know you can trust to get things done. Work together. Also, this time, for this group project, as I was acting like a leader, I decided to delegate work because I probably wouldn't have aced my law quiz this week if I did not delegate work to my group mates. So although I was organizing everything and picking up slack, I did delegate work to people who seemed like they were slacking. So that's another insight this week. Delegate if you do have trouble working with your team. Make sure no one person is doing everything. One person in my group ended up doing nothing, which was very sad. And that's really unfair to just about everyone. So definitely weigh up your group, weigh up your options, and keep an open mind, you know. Okay, so I'm just happy that this week is over. But another insight of this week is don't celebrate too early. I had the feeling after my last class today I wanted to celebrate. But then I remembered I have a workshop today also, or even before my law quiz, I wanted to celebrate and laugh with friends. But I knew I had to keep my head in the game to study. So keep your head in the game all the time, guys. Don't let your guard down. As this break's coming up, I am planning my schedule ahead of time, planning study times, planning just about everything, except I need a scheduled downtime to play video games, though, or to just plain chill or stare at a wall, because I need time to stare at a ceiling, because I definitely got sick today, so I need to watch my stress levels and still put in a good amount of work and hopefully catch up on sleep over this break. So we'll see where that goes. I'll update you guys as this week goes. Wishing you all a great, happy spring break. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay away from coronavirus, and keep killing it. And as always, stay awesome. Peace.